Let the fight begin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to It's Real to Us, the Wrestling Podcast. What's going on, you guys? Get on in here for the biggest episode of It's Real to Us, the Wrestling Podcast yet. And why is it the biggest? Because for the first time on camera, we have a four-man crew. Of course, I'm talking about Tony the Father.
Oh, so I got to say something now?
Tiny Mike.
Hell yeah, you got to say something.
Oh, I didn't know. Do it again. I didn't know. I thought you were going to go like Tony the Father, Tiny Mike, Nate Diggity.
That's exactly what he did.
You want me to cue you again?
Yeah, do it again. Do over, baby.
We have
do over.
Tony the Father.
What's going on, everybody?
Mike, you want to say something again?
We're on Raw.
And Nate Diggity Dog.
We're SmackDown. We're better than you.
And what my two co-hosts are referring to is the fact that we are doing a mock draft. It is draft season. The NFL, they're having their rookie draft. The WWE, they're having their draft because WrestleMania 40 is in the rear view mirror and we need to freshen some things up. So, Michael, Tony will be Raw, Nathan and myself will be SmackDown.
Raw will be bringing home the championship, the bacon. Sweet!
So we're going to play rock, paper, scissors then. If you win, you get to choose between one of two options. Number one, you get the first pick. Great. Second option is you get picks two and three. Then the draft will go 1-1-1-1. But to start to level out the number one pick advantage, you get the next two. Make sense?
Got it. Are we going to be judged like our team versus your team, Raw versus SmackDown? Then when they do the official draft on the 26th, are we going to compare notes to see who got it closer?
What we're going to do is we're going to put out a poll on all of our social media accounts. So you can go ahead and you can find us on TikTok, Instagram, and X at It's Real to Us. And over on YouTube, we are at It's Real to Us 1. There you can leave a comment on whose team won.
Yes, when you're watching the podcast on YouTube, don't forget to watch the whole thing from start to finish. Very important. We need the support.
So the only other thing you need to know is that we are going to be drafting 25 total wrestlers, 10 of which will be male, 6 will be female, 4 tag team, 1 has to be a women's tag team. You can have more women's tag if you'd like. And then you get 5 utilities from there. Before we get into it, you guys got any questions?
Michael's my favorite son. You were adopted, Anthony.
All right, the draft is nearly underway, but first we need to figure out who's picking first or second and third. And we're going to find out via the old rock, paper, scissors. Representing Team SmackDown will be the one and only Nate Diggity Dog.
Woof, woof, let's go!
Out of the red corner, from Long Island, New York, at 253 pounds last month, 247 today, the father, Tony Bassiano!
Yeah, baby! Let's do this, Nate Dogg!
Rock, paper, scissors, says shoot!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Yeah!
We're taking the first overall pick, baby!
That hurt! I got
Hailing
cut!
From
I got
Loserville.
Cut me, Mick! Cut me, Mick!
All right. So without further ado, I can say confidently that SmackDown will be taking with the first pick, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Whoa!
That's great. What a great job.
That was huge, man.
The pick is in for Raw with the second overall pick in the first annual It's Real to Us draft. The Raw team selects Rhea Ripley.
Wow.
You just decided to fully commit to the women's division with that pick, right?
Now you don't know what to do. Ooh, do I take a girl quick? I wasn't going to plan to, but now I might have to. Ooh.
The AC joint doesn't worry you, the 3 months being
three
on
months.
The
stuff?
My professional experience, 3 months, longest it is without surgery.
All right. So who's the third overall pick?
With the third overall pick, we are taking another guy that's going to be on the shelf for a little bit. Give him time, and he will rise.
Seth Rollins?
CM Punk.
Oh.
CM Punk. You remember, boys, we're drafting not for the next week,
for
not
the
for
year.
The next month. We're drafting for the next year who's going to be relevant.
I'm a little bit taken back by that.
Yeah.
You guys are completely tanking this draft already. You guys have blown up.
No, I don't
CM
see
CM Punk
that.
Is 43 years old coming off a torn
it's
tri.
It's 1 year. He's going to be
what
relevant.
Do you mean? Is CM Punk not set up to return from injury, face Drew McIntyre, go after the world title, and possibly get against Seth Rollins in the main event of WrestleMania? Damian Priest, you're excited to watch that?
With the fourth pick overall and the second pick in the second round, SmackDown selects the Ring General Gunther.
There you go. Tony was huge on Gunther. He wanted Gunther at our pick.
I wanted Gunther.
I
good
mean, Cody
pick.
And Gunther? I mean, that's a great
We're going to pick
right
up
there.
That Royal Rumble storyline from
that
a year ago.
That was a good play. I give you respect there.
You guys need a world champion. We might go ahead and just take both belts right now.
Take that. Oh, I love that.
Monday Night Raw selects Logan Paul.
Wow.
That's an interesting pick. I'm glad we didn't have the opportunity to take him.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
We had Logan about 7 on our board.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, well, scratch him off because he's on Raw.
I think we need to dip our toe into this division over here. All right, you cool with it?
Yeah, I'm cool with it, yeah.
All right. In the third round, SmackDown, we'll be selecting the EST of WWE, Bianca Belair.
Good pick, but she's no Rhea.
No Rhea's right.
She's healthy right now.
Yeah, how about that?
She's going to be carrying Jade's hand over the next year, just getting to push her along until she
whatever.
So we're going to continue Raw's little run here and get a nice little fourth piece. I don't know if you guys are happy over there or you're nervous, but we're taking a guy's a little bit on the shelf, but he ain't going nowhere. From Des Moines, Iowa, Seth Rollins.
Okay, good pick, good pick.
Seth freaking Rollins will be on Monday Night Raw, not
the
your
architect.
So originally, Seth was our three. And,
we passed on him.
Yeah, we passed on him because we figured that you were going to be passing on Seth for a few rounds and the person that we are going to be drafting next. And I'm just saying, we're playing the board. That's what we're doing. I'm not bragging.
Sounds like you're bragging over there.
It is brag, because getting Roman Reigns in the fourth round is an absolute steal.
He's going to be gone for
8 months.
He
just started a movie set.
He ain't getting a title match or anything.
I disagree.
The Bloodline face turn is going to start in the summer. You're going to get Jimmy and Jay getting back together. They're going to join Roman Reigns, and they are going to take on, at some point, The Rock, Solo Sikoa, and Tama Tonga in the Bloodline Civil War 2.0. Acknowledge the tribal chief.
Roman Reigns, baby.
So we're going to keep Monday Night Raw's vision going. Not only do we have CM Punk, who is going to have a notorious showdown with Seth freaking Rollins this year, who's the other man involved in that crew? Big McIntyre.
Yeah.
Drew's coming back home.
That's a good pick.
Drew, Seth, CM Punk, we got Monday Night Raw
show.
You're
going to
see that on TV all year long, baby.
Ha, ha, ha. We don't even know if Drew signed, for crying out loud.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Dude, do we take him now?
He's a great pick. Yeah, for the next year, too.
In the fifth round, SmackDown decides to take the Viper, Randy Orton.
Oh, that's way too high for Randy Orton.
He's been great since he's been back. How
what has
dare
he done?
You?
What has he done?
You're disrespecting him.
What has he
he's
done?
You just took CM Punk. What grounds is CM Punk...
All
a good pick, and Randy Orton isn't.
All the hype.
You're disrespecting one of the greatest of all time. Like, it's crazy.
Okay, let me grab King Kong Bundy. He's great.
You're going to compare King Kong Bundy to Randy Orton?
Yeah, come on.
Now, all kidding aside, you picked Randy a little high. He might be retired in a year, Randy Orton.
Same with CM Punk.
Yeah, you're getting just the name that they put on the house show.
With the sixth pick in the first round, Team Raw selects...
Wow.
Jey Uso.
You want to talk about too high.
Are you kidding?
Jey Uso just won the main event of Monday Night Raw.
He's Damian Priest's first title defense. He's just the guy who's in the main event. You don't call him world champion Jey Uso because he doesn't win the world champion.
Yet.
Over the summer, Jey gets the title off of fucking Damian. And you know who comes by? Roman. And he goes to Jey.
That's not happening.
They acknowledge Jey as the head of the table going forward, and then they go against Solo and The Rock.
I think we have to go with what you were saying now.
The second pick in the sixth round, SmackDown selects the WWE Women's Champion, Bayley.
Good pick.
Thank you. It's nice to have a little
I like the pick.
Thank you.
No last name for Bayley. She matters.
It's a safe pick. Bianca and Bayley at the head of the women's division.
Sounds mid. Doesn't sound like a Rhea.
Rhea's out for 3 months, and that's all you have.
Rhea's all you're going to talk about still, though.
Right here. What do you think about that?
Yes. I'm in for that.
He's got to fall one pick.
They're going to think we're crazy.
Who cares? They took CM Punk with the third overall pick.
Tony, you've circled every fucking name on this list.
We're off into the seventh round. Raw is on the clock.
Future is now on Monday Night Raw. The storm has come over. Jade Cargill. It's star power.
It's a great
That's what
pick.
It is.
It is star power.
It's what we need if we want a woman's
she
division.
She has, out of anyone, out of the women's division and the men's division, she's got the most upside possible.
God damn it, we are building a program. This is what this is about. You're going to tune in Monday nights and see these two guys running the show, and you're going to smile ear to ear.
All right, so what are we thinking?
I don't know, but whoever it is, how do we follow that up?
You don't!
I mean, are we going with the person we spoke about?
I don't know. I'm all flustered. I don't know who to take. You cool with him?
You don't think that's too early?
I do think it's early, but I want him. We will be selecting the first NXT superstar of the draft, the current NXT champion, Ilya Dragunov.
Yeah. Him and Gunther are going to have a great feud.
Who'd you take?
Is Ilya Dragunov the guy that we went to go see at NXT Deadline? Oh, wait. We left before his match started because we didn't care about him.
It's not that we didn't care about the person
he was fighting, there was no shot.
I have a video of us leaving during his entrance.
Ilya is one of the most talented wrestlers in NXT currently. They love doing the draft, pushing the new guys up, and he's got a built-in feud with Gunther. People would love to see. Could you imagine the two of them at Bash of Berlin?
Oh, that would be incredible.
We got our guy.
Now, you might have gotten your guy, but I feel like we got ourselves one of the best prospects to come.
The diamond in the rough, who will have nothing but time on SmackDown and Raw.
The sunglasses.
With the eighth pick.
The heir to the tribal throne.
No. No way.
Solo.
No.
Sokoa.
That's the worst pick of the draft.
The guy who hasn't won a match since he pinned John Cena.
It was like nine months ago.
Dude, the guy hasn't won a match in 6 months.
He's got Paul in his corner. He is going to be Mr. Relevant, head of the bloodline.
What a terrible pick that is.
Sami Zayn lost 13 out of 17, and then he won his IC title. Wins and losses don't matter in professional wrestling.
I mean, if we want to get a little bit more pizzazzy with it, what about
taking the 5'9 Russian dude? Oh, wait. Already dead.
With the eighth pick in the 2024 mock draft, SmackDown selects.
Hated it.
Kevin Owens.
Perfect.
Oh,
give
nice
us Sami Zayn.
Kevin's Owens.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you went Sami? We knew it was going to be one of them. We got the champion.
You guys got the fat loser.
Who you guys got? You got Kevin Owens? Oh, God.
Okay.
Dude, it's the ninth round.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
It's the ninth round.
You're right. All right, we're going to do it.
It's principle at this point.
Sure, you're right.
Team SmackDown selects the world heavyweight champion, Damian Priest.
And he joins his champions, Cody Rhodes and Bayley. Ooh, all that gold looks good over on SmackDown.
All that gold looks great.
Ooh, are you guys going to have fun fighting for Logan Paul's United States Championship once every 3 months?
Yeah, once every 3 months.
We also have the Intercontinental Championship, the Iron Man title.
So you're the mid-card show.
Damian Priest will have his title for about a month or two and it'll be gone.
To another SmackDown superstar now.
With the 10th round pick, a sleeper pick.
Oh, no, I hope it's not who I want.
A sleeper pick.
Oh, no.
You think it is?
Team Raw selects the one, the only, Tiffy Stratton.
It's Tiffy time.
Yeah, it's Tiffy time.
We're talking Money in the Banks. She's going to be on posters. Her tits are out. Her lip gloss is glowing.
Super
money on Monday Night Raw.
That one hurts. Damn. That's a big one. Oof. All right. Oh, no. No, we spoke about this before.
I know we did.
That's 8 rounds ahead of where we had her going.
Oh, wow. Is Nate sundowning over there?
No, he's not sundowning. He's getting a little overzealous. SmackDown selects Braun Breaker.
That was our pick.
Good pick.
Oh, we did it.
Good pick.
You guys took our pick. We took yours right back.
I didn't want him, though, so I'm kind of happy.
They're panicking, Nate. Look at him. Tony had to take his sunglasses off for his actual glasses.
He doesn't like who I want here.
All right, who you got, guys?
So we're going to keep beefing up our women's division. Matches up nicely with Rhea. Liv Morgan is coming to Monday Night Raw.
I understand the pick. I get it. It's a good pick. Help fills the roster out. She's a good body. In a similar sense, we are going to go with Bayley's rival, EO Sky.
Oh, my God. That's a horrible pick.
You wanted EO?
No, not this round. I wanted in the last round as utility player.
What's EO's best match?
I mean, I think the Mania match was really
good. You had it ranked number one at Mania.
Yeah, which is crazy.
I just want that was the play. I want you to acknowledge EO for being the best wrestler at WrestleMania.
We acknowledged her by drafting her. You acknowledged her by taking Liv Morgan, who injured Rhea Ripley. Your number one overall pick.
She's going to hold up the show.
With the 12th round pick, Monday Night Raw selects... Yeah!
What is it? You suck.
Oh, no!
Take him.
L.A. No! Yeah, baby!
That really broke my... I wanted to take him. You're like, it's too early.
I did think it was too early.
Nathan, come join Team Raw, Nathan. We'll take you. He don't want you, Nathan.
Yeah!
Team SmackDown's a little deflated.
With the 12th pick in the WWE 2024 Mock Draft, the... SmackDown roster takes.
Woo!
Woo! Charlotte Flair!
I mean, you can pick.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you! Well, how long is she out for? What is it, Tiny Mike? You're a physical therapist. What's that, about 8-9 months?
So with an ACL tear, it's about an 8-9 month recovery.
Yeah.
However, if you are an elite level athlete, you could come back between 6, 7, 8 months, but... The issue is with ACL tears is these athletes don't have confidence in their knees for up to 6 months after returning to sport. You're not going to see her get put into the limelight just yet. They're going to ease her into it.
Can I ask you a question, Tiny Mike? Is Charlotte Flair a question mark?
For right now, yeah.
I bet you Rhea comes back in 3 months, they're saying, correct? I bet you Charlotte will be back within a month after she gets back.
Shake my hand. What do you want to bet?
They're both going to be competing at
SummerSlam. Let's root for a healthy body.
Just admit it's a good pick and let's move on.
That's
fine.
That's not a bad pick.
You know what I see?
She has good talent.
And the 30th entry in the 2025 Royal Rumble, Charlotte Flair.
She's going to be back way before that.
Charlotte's not like other women, but our pick is a monster. She's not like most girls with Nia Jax.
And with Rhea out, she is going to be so relevant. On Monday Night Raw.
This was predominantly a Tony selection.
In the 13th round, SmackDown selects Dirty Dominic Mysterio.
I like the pick. I like the pick.
The Heat Magnet is taking his talents to Friday nights, baby.
Love it.
Oh, that's a great pick.
The shock of the draft.
You know what? I'm down to do it.
Wait a minute. It's not even fair. We shouldn't be doing this to you. It's not fair. It's not fair. We have the shock of the draft.
We're taking... Yeah, Uncle Howdy.
Uncle Howdy!
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uncle Howdy. Jesus Christ. He hasn't wrestled a match in ever, actually. Uncle Howdy's never wrestled a match.
Uncle Howdy took an elbow drop to LA Knight. He missed!
That's a horrible pick.
What if he's head of the Wyatt family now? It's a great pick.
It's an investment play.
It's
There's
a great pick.
Uncle Howdy.
You wish you took him.
Uncle Howdy is going to be
prominent
on WWE television going forward.
I like it.
We like him.
We want him on the squad, and it pairs him, too, with that.
Yeah. With the 14th pick in the 2024 WWE Mock Draft, Team SmackDown selects the first tag team off the board, the Kabuki Warriors.
Oh, I like that. With the EO Sky
with
pairing.
EO Sky. Yeah.
I literally have that written on the sheet here. I'm like, EO and Kabuki could be a play.
Thank you.
Yeah, good pick.
Appreciate that, gentlemen.
The first tag team off the board, and it's women. Let's go.
SmackDown stands with the women.
We'll knock a pillar down and take our first tag team.
Ah, see?
Yeah,
We caused that. Great job.
Over here on Raw, we're going after those young bulls with gold already around their waist. Licking your lips over there for A-Town Down Under.
I do like A-Town Down Under. Oh, God. All right, screw it. Why not? Go ahead, Nate.
With the 15th pick in the 2024 WWE Mock Draft, the Awesome Truth.
What's up?
What's up?
Okay, we are ready to make another selection.
With the 16th round pick, Monday Night Raw will solidify... Do you like that word, solidify? Do you like that word? We will solidify the women's division with the man, Becky Lynch. I can't believe she fell so far.
I think we should have taken it when I wanted to.
Yeah, we were thinking about it. I'm going to say that that's a good pick. You know, the issue is...
Forget about it.
I love that show. Why?
Forget about it.
Why are we just seeing
Becky
that
Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch in the 16th. First woman to win a main event at WrestleMania. The man has history with Nia Jax, has history with Rhea, has history with Tiffy.
By far, the furthest person, women or men, to slip so far comes home to Monday Night Raw.
This woman's division on Monday Night Raw is to be talked about forever.
We have to mention the fact that Becky's contract is up in 2 months, fellas, and there is a report out that she will be gone for the foreseeable future.
So you have Charlotte Flair coming off a horrendous knee injury. We have somebody just taking 6 months off.
There is a very strong possibility that Becky Lynch could retire.
Yeah.
There's a very strong possibility she don't, and we got her in the 18th round.
16th. Get your facts right there.
In the 16th round, SmackDown selects the Street Profits.
Good pick. We were thinking about it.
Excellent.
We were thinking
nice.
About it. Yes, they were definitely
Street Profits were on the board. They were number two, not number one.
They were there. The Street Profits were a thought.
They were there.
They were a thought for a minute, but then we said, nah, they're too high. We'll get it later. Another pick. Nate Diggity Dog and the Mark. Totally forgotten and overlooked. I can't believe it.
I truly think you guys really just...
You guys just fall asleep at the wheel all the time.
They're just playing with confidence.
We are playing with confidence because if you're not confident, you're nothing.
You think it could be this guy?
It could be.
Yeah, we're going to be taking Sheamus here.
Oh, okay.
Sheamus, the Celtic warrior who just came back last week.
I love
you
Sheamus.
You don't think he's going to be relevant?
No. Sheamus is a great pick.
What round did we get
Sheamo,
him?
Sheamus
is terrific. He's a great mid-card guy, too. Fills out your roster. No,
four-time
no argument
world
there.
Champion. He is, don't
he's getting,
slander
he's getting
Sheamus.
Body shamed.
I didn't even think he was that fat.
No, I didn't think he looked that bad either.
I get body shamed a lot. I don't think I deserve it.
Yes,
either.
You do.
Someone told me I need a bra the other day.
did someone really say that to you?
I couldn't understand that.
We're going to keep this moving. SmackDown selects with the 17th pick, one of the greatest of all time, one of the greatest of our generation, former two-time WWE champion, the phenomenal AJ Styles.
Who is retiring this year and is looking for one match left so he can go out. What a dumb pick.
Or he's fighting Cody Rhodes at Backlash for the title.
Yeah. AJ Styles stated this week he wants to retire and he wants to find the perfect match to
Where
go out
sources?
On.
Okay, we're taking another tag team. We just want to fill out this division. We wanted to get guys who we're going to see competing with guys. I think you're going to see A-Town Down Under go blow to ball with New Catch Republic. Yep.
We have the best men. We have the best women. We have the best tag teams. Maybe Sheamus and New Catch could be a little affiliation there, too.
I mean, it pairs right into the story with...
So
it works.
It does.
We have an immediate program in that division right away.
Oh, look at this. The panic-picking DIY.
I'm in with it.
That takes a little of the wind out of the sail.
Why?
He goes like, they're panic-picking DIY.
Oh, is that right?
We will be selecting DIY.
Panic pick.
Not a panic pick.
Look at you sweating over there, writing that down.
I am kind of sweaty.
So you want to go with the legend?
It's legend time.
Flash legend?
Booyaka. That's
oh,
what
Rey Mysterio?
We take Rey.
Wow.
I'll put Rey Mysterio on my bench any
Rey's
day.
Rey
is a it's the 19th
he's
round.
He's a nostalgic act at this point.
It's the 19th
yeah,
round,
I,
yeah.
I don't want him.
Guys, it's Rey Mysterio.
He's terrible.
Hall of Famer. Legend. You took Randy Orton. It's the same thing. They're both just
Randy
gonna...
is way better than Rey Mysterio
no,
right now.
No, they're both
are
just
going to
be Mick Carter's.
What drug are you on right
Rey
now?
Rey Mysterio's got such a better story right now with the LWO.
Randy is a draw. Way more than Rey Mysterio.
Oh, no. Rey Mysterio is
where did you take Randy Orton? We took Rey in the 10th, the 19th round. You guys got Randy in the 4th
round.
Randy
Orton can headline a pay-per-view. Rey Mysterio
cannot.
He's on our
bench. He's a bench player.
The 19th pick, we will be solidifying the core three in the Judgment Day with Finn Balor. Damian Priest, Finn Balor, Dominic Mysterio are on our squad.
Didn't you say they're nothing without Rhea to me the other day?
That might have been me.
I like Finn Balor. We were thinking of taking him. Good pick.
Have the Judgment Day without their star player.
All rise for the Judgment Day. Yeah, how about that, bitch?
I think we should do it.
All right, we'll do it. We'll take Anthony's boys.
With the 20th round, Monday Night Raw takes tag team sensation, a lot of upside, pretty deadly.
Oh, okay.
Took a pick.
In the 20th round, SmackDown selects Chelsea Green. That's so much better when Samantha Irvin does it.
I couldn't even left. What has Chelsea Green ever done in wrestling?
She's going to be the women's world champion come Monday night.
All right, keep dreaming.
We're going to take somebody from you guys. I don't know how good he is without his boys behind him. We are taking Imperium.
I like that.
Yeah.
You guys got
Gunther
by himself on SmackDown without his team? I don't think so.
Yeah. When has he ever needed them in any match?
All the time. He needs his goons.
He wins clean all the time.
They're so worried about our draft, they're trying to sabotage picks.
You guys realize you need a women's tag.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? Why don't you guys take another one? Who cares? They're a dime a dozen. Who cares?
We are going to take former NXT Women's World Champion Lyra Valkyria.
Good for you.
You don't like her?
No, I'd rather have Roxanne.
We like Lyra.
Yeah, I like Lyra.
That's fair. If you like Lyra, you like dog shit.
Former NXT Women's Champion.
You took Chelsea Green and who?
Lyra Valkyrie. Former NXT Women's Champion.
You guys
she had a six-month title.
You guys stay up late last night thinking about those two picks. Those are great picks, guys.
I don't think they're going to draft him, in all honesty.
So do you want to take him next?
I have no idea. I'm in a blender right now. I'm going to be honest. I have no idea what to do. I feel like we need her again. Like, our women's division isn't great. I feel like we got to beat.
I hate her.
We need her.
All right, we're up. With the 22nd pick, Monday Night Raw takes another guy who, you know, he's not having the greatest time
out there. Not that great.
He's not wrestling that well, but he's very relevant.
It's an
awesome could be extremely relevant.
It's an awesome endorsement for your next
Jimmy Uso.
Oh, okay.
We got Jay, and now we got Jimmy. If they tag team up. Woo-hoo! And we got Solo.
No, but we have Roman, and you want to know what? Now, just cause.
Just cause.
We are going to take The Rock.
The final boss, baby.
That's a cheeky pick.
It's not a cheeky pick.
Oh, my God. You guys are ridiculous.
Cody Rhodes versus The Rock, WrestleMania 41. We have the main event of WrestleMania on our show.
He's already announced out till like, September.
He's not playing right now. He's been benched. The Rock's been benched. You heard it from Nick Harris, the producer. The producer benched The Rock.
This is for a year, though, so he'll be back at some point.
The 23rd round, Monday Night Raw.
Whoops.
They're coming apart at the seams.
Slight malfunction.
Could have been the man, should have been the man. Acted like it, going after it. Eyes are on him. Sami Zayn's enemy, former friend, Chad Gable.
Chad Gable.
Yeah, great pick.
Acknowledge us.
Good pick. Good pick. Yeah. Good pick.
All right, you want to take those?
Yeah, you go ahead.
With the 23rd pick, Team SmackDown takes an up-and-coming tag team that is going to lead the division, the Creed Brothers. Brodus.
Why are you guys laughing at everything?
I love the Creed Brothers.
Great pick on Julius. The Brutus Bomb is out the trash.
Wow. You guys really were doing well, but the last three or four rounds
fell apart.
Really shit the
outside bag. Of like Finn Balor, you guys fell apart.
Dude, they're jealous.
The pick is in. The 24th pick. The father's going on his own on this one. I'm not going to lie. Tiny Mike? I gotta put my sunglasses on.
I do not condone this pick, internet.
Monday Night Raw selects Brock Lesnar.
I love it. I love the pick. That's awesome. That kind of equals our Rock pick.
If Brock Lesnar ever comes back, think about it. If he might not.
That's so red there.
If he ever. And it's blood pressure. If he ever comes back. If Brock ever comes back. Well, I'm dizzy. I feel a little jiggly. Everything's getting dark. If Brock Lesnar ever comes back, he will be a force.
What about one of those?
Oh, I love. Let's go with him.
With the 24th pick, SmackDown decides to take Whoop That Trip. Whoop That Trick. Whoop That Trick. Whoop That Trick.
I like it. I like
Trick
it.
Trick Williams, baby.
I like the song. I like the song. Little sleeper pick.
Dave Meltzer doesn't think he has it.
Oh, Dave Meltzer doesn't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't know.
Dave Meltzer, you don't know what you're talking about. You said CM Punk was not coming to Survivor Series. What happened? CM Punk came to Survivor Series. You said Cody Rhodes, they weren't going to do it for 2 years in a row. He's not going to win the Rumble. What did he do? He won the Rumble. Dave Meltzer, you've been doing this for like 30, 40 years, and it's all been crap. You suck. That was for you, Joe.
Good job, Nate.
I hate Dave Meltzer.
Good job, Nate.
And our last pick came down to needing to fulfill your request of having one woman's tag team. People are going to look at Maxine Dupri.
Oh, God.
And Ivy Nile.
That's a horrible tag team.
What Let do me you tell mean? You something.
It's an awful tag
Let me tell you
Ivy
something.
Ivy Nile's got talent. She's a pit bull. Maxine Dupri's going to get better. All right,
go ahead. We're going to take a women's tag
team. Can I make a point? When you're picking in the draft and you get down to the bottom, the last pick, you know the kids are not that good, whatever. You look at the mothers, whoever's the hottest. That's the kid you take. So Mike took the right pick. Thank you.
We are going to upstage you and take a far better women's tag team in Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark with the last pick.
Mid-card filler.
Let's you know what works? Getting yourself a 5'1" muscle hamster who wears a chain around her neck.
We got to kill time on a 3-hour Monday night show. Let's put on Shayna Baszler.
All right, so that was the 2024 WWE mock draft presented by It's Real to Us. Who won? Who lost? I'm going to throw the rosters up on the screen right now.
Watch out.
Wait a little bit. Let everybody digest that information. Look at that. Oh, my God, they took CM Punk with the second overall pick. Wait, is that Uncle Howdy at 14? What, morons? Okay. And I'm going to remind you all that you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and X at It's Real to Us over on YouTube, where you're probably watching this. We are at It's Real to Us 1. And I implore you, please, let these podcasts play for as long as you can.
We need views and we need time. You got to play the podcast out the whole length. If you don't want to watch it, just keep it on. We need the money. We need the money. Please help us.
Tony said it best, and while you're at one of our social accounts, let us know who won this draft. Was it Team Raw with Tony the Father and Tiny Mike?
We established a hell of a main event here on Monday Night Raw with CM Punk, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, further down the line, Jey Uso, Sheamus is getting involved. Can we talk about the future of the women's division here with Tiffany Stratton and Jade Cargill going up against the best in women's wrestling, Rhea Ripley. On top of that, fan favorites, L.A. Knight, Sami Zayn, the Intercontinental Champion, the Megastar, Logan Paul, United States Champion. We also have the future and the past. Rey Mysterio to Pretty Deadly. It's all here. Brock Lesnar!
Yeah, baby!
Returns on Monday Night Raw. Chad Gable,
yeah!
Everyone's favorite Olympian, is back on Monday Night Raw. The new Catch Republic. Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, Solo Sikoa, all on Monday Night Raw. Roman Reigns in Boca Raton, Florida for the next 8 months, taking time off because he needs it.
No, he's doing a movie, actually.
Oh, I'm doing a movie. 9 months.
Or did SmackDown with Nate Diggity Dog and Anthony the Mark win? We would go through and try to convince you that our roster is better, but we don't need to do that. We will let our guys speak for themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
You let us know who won. Tony, you wanted to end the show with something?
I got a request. What if we propose one guy that we'll put on the table for a possible trade?
Is there anybody that catches your eye on our roster?
I like Cody and Gunther. And Bianca.
Yeah, our first two picks, that makes sense.
Yeah, but then Roman, Randy,
I know who I don't want. Uncle Howdy.
Your Uncle Howdy. Oh, how many videos did you make about Uncle Howdy? You made two, and they got thousands of views, right?
He doesn't wrestle, Michael. He's done one elbow drop in a year and a half.
Can I sign my free agent?
No, you can't. Well, who would you want to sign?
I've officially signed Bobby Lashley.
No, Bobby Lashley went undrafted. Who else didn't get drafted that probably should have gotten drafted?
Obafemi.
I was surprised.
I was surprised you didn't take it.
Naomi should have gotten drafted.
Oh, Naomi.
The New Day went undrafted.
Well, that was because we didn't have that many tags. We had so many men get drafted.
Let's end with one bold prediction for the actual draft this year. Does anyone got a hot take?
I got one. So NXT is part of the draft.
Big time.
We are going to get someone back in NXT. I think Finn Balor gets drafted to NXT.
For a third time, he goes back to NXT?
No, way. No.
You think the Judgment Day is breaking up?
Yep.
I don't think so.
I think so.
That is a bold take, and that's what this segment's all about. So, Tony, you don't like his bold take? Let's hear what you got.
When did we have ice cream?
I called you at like 2 in the afternoon. Make sure you have a bold take.
I didn't give it any thought, so give me a minute.
The bold take, number one, is that Solo Sikoa is going to rise through the ranks.
Solo Sikoa like
is
that.
Going to become my tribal chief. Jimmy and Jay reunite with Rikishi by their side to take off Solo and the new age bloodline of Solo, Tama Tonga, Zilla, Killa, Rilla.
That was my hot take. My hot take was Jay and Jimmy are going to be drafted to Raw And eventually they're going to be back tag teaming and win the titles. That's my hot take.
Although you guys might not like him, Nathan and I took him high for a reason. Braun Breaker will be a top three draft pick in this year's draft.
No way.
Big, that's a big hot take.
I could
see
it.
That's no way.
I could
no
see
way.
It for the
no
same way. Reasons no why way. You no and way. I were talking about. It's just that's how they write their shows. They drafted Finn early. They've drafted Charlotte early.
We could go down a rabbit hole, but we're not doing that. We're wrapping the show up. So
I thought we were talking about softball.
We are talking about softball. That's how we're finishing it.
Oh, I mean, the best moment, I think, is we gave up six runs before we even got a official out. I was the pitcher. My ERA is awful. But you know what? I'm there to throw pitches, not have a low ERA, because that will never happen in softball.
The team is an expansion team. We got off to a little rough start, 10 runs in the first inning. But in that second game, we're up 4-2 going to the bottom of the sixth. And then the implosion began.
Oh, my God.
It was all time.
It was an all-time thing. And I'm the manager of the team. And I had to let somebody go. But in the offseason this week, we picked up a couple new players. They're going to show up at practice. So the season could turn around.
We got a 14-man roster right now. We're 0-2, but we're young. We're hungry, and we are going to build championship chemistry.
And if anybody's in the Rockland County area and they can pitch a softball, please reach out to the Mark to...
Sundown.
Thank you all for joining us. Stroke. We really appreciate it. We will catch you next time on It's Real to Us, the wrestling podcast. So long, everyone.
LA Night is on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.